Whatever may be, according to your karma, does not matter at all. But from there, give up everything and jump towards Krishna. You are all my all. I want you. And all cut off, all connection. Karma tag. Wonderful it is that Mahaprabhu. Eho bhajjo age kaho aar. This is also superficial. You are jumping, you are accepting revolutionary path, but you have not got yet anything. Taking risk to get the desired result. But this is cannot be accepted, because you took risk and you jumped towards Krishna. It is all, even there is no certainty that you will get him. This is also superficial. Go deeper, fitting to the proper meaning. Then Ramananda told Jnanamishra Bhakti, Agyaiva Gunan Dosanna, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma No Sochati No Kangshati, Samasvadvesh Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Nabhati Kara. Agyaiva Brahma Bhuta, one who has attained in such a position that he can conceive that he is not a part of this mundane world, but he is a conscious, he is a part of the conscious world, Atma, Chetan, a particle of consciousness, he can understand. And Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna Atma, his heart is satisfied. No sochati, not to mourn, because no affinity to things, mortal things, not to mourn, no sochati, no kankhati. And he fully aware of transientness and substantiality of the material thing. So he does not want anything mundane. Madhukti dhavati param. Then he can acquire my pure devotion. Eho bhajjo, this is also external. Yes, he is in a position and he is aspiring after the truth, but he has not got the truth as yet. Not sure position. Even fall from that position is possible. This is Jnanamishra Bhakti. Then Ramananda told, Jnanasunya Bhakti Sadhyasar. Jnanasunya Bhakti. Yes. Uncalculative devotion, affinity towards the Lord. That should be our position as from we shall go further. Jnanasunya Bhakti Sadhyasar. No calculation of loss and gain, but he does not know why he has got some taste for the service of Krishna, of Narayana. He does not. He can't understand. Not based on loss and gain, Jnanasunya, no calculation there, but automatic tendency towards the service of Krishna. It is very tasteful to him. Wherever he may be a chandal, or a mulecha, or a brahmin, or bodha, anyone he may be. But if he can trace within his heart that he has got some causeless attraction towards the Supreme Authority, Mahaprabhu, yes, it is, you are there. Here it may be admitted. Now go further. So far this is external, this is dismissed. But here Jnanasunya Bhakti, when he told that only based on internal test and not by any calculation, by jukti, this is good, this is bad, all this, when he is the judge and making judgments what is right, wrong, all this cancelled. But spontaneous, a spark of spontaneous attraction towards the centaur, Krishna, if it is found anywhere, Brahmānda Bhumitim, is wandering through this infinite world according to his karma, but in any place, in any time, coming in contact with a real agent, a real sadhu, if one has acquired a very small quantity of ruchi, taste, attraction, that can be, that is reliable. This calculated things are not reliable, nor the imposed duty in the varnasram, not reliable. But the heart's tendency, sincere tendency, that is the seed of raga, love, prem, that is, we can rely, depend on that. Evhoy age kahavar. That is the example, gani prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitaṁ bhavadīya vātaṁ sthāne sthita sudhigataṁ tanuvāṁ manuvi jivprayasamudapasya-pasita-istinakka. This given from Bhagavatam, the Praman was quoted, this gani prayasamudapasya. I am vulnerable, so my calculation of my good or about the environment, all vulnerable. So I should not rely on my judgment. My judgment is fallible. So independent of my judgment, if I have acquired some quite natural thing, if I can gather, the attraction, the favor from that side, bhakti, which is nirgun. Nirgun means, gun means sattva, raja, tama. This is the constituent parts of maya. Maya means misunderstanding. Misunderstanding also divided into three sections. Tamo, deep ignorance, misunderstanding, and the rajo means middle, and the sattva means very misunderstanding there, but not much. But within misunderstanding, within maya. Maya means local interest, to see things or read the environment by local interest, not from the standpoint of the universal interest. The Hegelian theory says the reality must be for itself, by itself and for itself. By itself, he is his own cause. If someone is the cause of that, then he cannot be reality. The prime cause must be reality. So reality must be self-existent. Satasiddha, Svayambhu. And another thing, the reality must be for itself. He exists for his own satisfaction, not to satisfy another thing. Then if his existence will be to satisfy for another thing, that will hold the primary position, and this will have secondary position. His existence is to satisfy some other thing, so that will be primary. So to become reality, that must have within him that for himself, everything for himself. So everything for him. Ahami sarvajagyanam bhukta ca prurreva ca in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvajagya sarohari. Everything meant for me. You are also meant for me. To come to such understanding, to have pure devotion. He is the only party absolute one, Advaigar, and we are his potencies of different type. We are meant for his lila. He is making lila, and we are contributing there. This is the universal vision of the whole, and you must have to come to that harmony. Without doing that, when you think your separate interest, however extended, I am personal interest, family interest, little extended, village interest, society interest, then country interest, all extended selfishness in the infinite. However greater part may be, that is a mere point in the infinite, it has got no position. So nothing less than the whole, what is necessary. So we are a part of his lila, everything meant to satisfy him, not to satisfy me. My satisfaction is a part of his satisfaction. His satisfaction is there, and it must be a contributing point there. I am his part, and my satisfaction must be a part of his satisfaction. In this way, then there will be harmony, no clash. Otherwise there will be clash. Extended selfishness from one country to another country fight, one society another society fight, one sex another sex fight, clash, different angle of vision, separate interest, but all must merge in the center. Ahamhi sarvajaggamam, whatever ishavashvidam sarvam, jatkincha jagattam jagattino taktino, everything belongs to him. With this view, you try to go on, then you will get the harmony. What brain, puppy brain I have got, our Guru Maharaj used to say, puppy brain. What is my puppy brain? How can it understand and how can it find out its own welfare? So it comes from revealed line. Vidyadhi, Manusangata we find. What is the definition of dharma? Manu says, vidyadhi, sevitasvadhi, nittam addeshuradhi, hidayena bhunugyantu jo dharmastar nibudhata. Manu says, what is dharma? What is duty? I just tell you or listen to. So what is this? Vidyadhi sevita. Vidyadhi. The interpretation has given Veda vidhi. Vidyadhi. Who is Vidvan? Who is learned? The Vedavit, who are well versed in the revealed truth. No value of this empirical acquired knowledge. This is all false. No standpoint they have got of their own. All selfish and crooked and very meager. And from the infinite standpoint that has been extended here in this mundane, the knowledge, Vedogyan. And you are to study that, revealed truth, revealed scripture. When in Bhagavatam we find Uddhava said to Krishna, why in the name of religion so many forms we find here? None is able to clear this position. You can only do. So I put this question to you, my master, please solve. Then Krishna told, Palai Vaniyam Veda Sangita, Nasta Palai Vaniyam Veda Sangita, Mayadu Brahmani Prakta Dharma Yachyamadatmaka. After the wholesale dissolution, when the creation began, I told about religion to Brahma. Mayadu Brahmani Prakta. First, it came from me to Brahma, the creator. And then from Brahma it came to this world. Mayadu dharmo yashan madatmaka. And what is religion? I told, that is the subject of the religion is myself. Krishna told. Mayadu brahmane prakta. What is religion? And I told that it is with me. I am all in all. To know me, to have me, that is religion. This is religion. I am the truth. I am the consciousness, judgment, and I am the fulfillment, Satchitananda. And the dharma is connecting me only. And this I first delivered to Brahma. And from Brahma, so many others, Manasputra, so many disciples in disciplic order. Then, why this variegated nature? Prakriti vaichitrat at parampurjena. From Brahma, his first group, so many, they heard from Brahma. But according to their own capacity, they could understand, they could follow Brahma. Not of the same standard. That was modified by their own internal prejudice. So, Prakriti Vaichitrat, Brahma told, and so many hearing, but according to their own capacity they could understand. When in their turn they gave delivery to their own disciple, there was some distinction. Then from disciplic order, disciple to disciple, disciple, so many changes in the medium, modification. In the beginning it was one, when it came from me and the Brahma. But afterwards it was modified by the prejudices of those that came to learn that thing. So, Prakriti Vaichitrat in the first group, and afterwards Parampurjena, from one to two, three numbers in this way, as many medium it is coming, it is being modified. So in this world now find a jungle and some pasanda matayupari, some competitive opinions have been sprung out from this mundane world also. So now it is a jungle. Some they trace in the top, some in job, some in done, some in pilgrimage. So one gives stress in another one thing. In this way, this variegated nature in the field. But really, it was one.